From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome once again around the Word of God. And thank you for your requests for sermon tapes. They are most welcome and most encouraging. Today we will look at the final verses in John 12 and the subject, Three Important Truths. May I remind you of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be continuing our study of the subject, Falling Short of Obtaining Heaven. The study is based on Mark chapter 10, the verses 17 to 22, and is, of course, the story of the rich young man who came to Christ. A full sermon tape of these studies is available, if you desire one. Just contact me by phone or by letter, and we will send it off to you. Here now is the hymn, Channels Only, Blessed Master, sung for us by the SMS Singers.
How I praise thee, precious Savior, that thy love lay hold of me. Thou hast saved and cleansed and filled me, that thy love channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every
Turning to John chapter 12, the verses 44 to 50, the final verses of this chapter, I want to speak on the subject, Three Important Truths. As this chapter ends, the conversation the Savior had been having with the people of Jerusalem draws to a close. From now until his arrest, in chapter 18, the Savior will be in conversation with his disciples or in prayer. The closing words in this chapter are important, for the Saviour lays emphasis upon three truths that we all should bear in mind at all times. First of all, the Saviour repeats his oneness with the Father. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me." Verses 44 and 45. When the Saviour cries out aloud, then there is urgency and there is passion in the words that he utters. It is important that the people take note. It must be admitted that the oneness of Christ with the Father is a truth which we can neither fully grasp mentally nor adequately explain. What we are called upon to do is to reverently believe what the Saviour says. By all means, question what men say. I would that the people of Ireland did just that to a far greater degree. But what God says, let us all accept reverently. Many prophets had come from God and had spoken for him unto their fellow man. But Christ was not merely a prophet as they were. He is something higher and greater. He is God, manifested in human flesh. This is who Jesus is. This is a mystery. Paul said on this matter, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 16. Yes, it is a mystery, but it is to be believed, for it is a truth vital to the salvation of our souls. We must not, cannot be wrong about the person of Christ. If our views of Christ are wrong, then it follows that our views of God the Father are wrong. Listen again to the Saviour's words. "He that seeth me seeth him that sent me." Verse 45. If we are wrong about Christ, we are wrong about the Father. Christ is as the sunshine, by which we may see all that is around us. "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." Verse 46. In Christ there is enlightenment about ourselves, about God, about heaven and hell, about death and judgment. By him we may find the way of salvation, the way to heaven. Secondly, the Saviour tells us something important about the judgment. "And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him, the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last day." Verses 47 to 48. Christ did not come to judge the world, but rather to save sinners. That is the mission he came on 2,000 years ago, and which has been carried on since by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of Christ's message today. But this does not mean that there is no judgment. No, the Saviour tells us when the judgment will be, the last day. He tells us the instrument that will be used against those who rejected his word in that great judgment, the word of the gospel that was given to them. Verse 48. There is a judgment coming, men and women. Christ speaks of it here in a most emphatic manner. It is so common for men to think that because that day has been long deferred by the mercy and long suffering of God, it will never happen. Heed what Christ says here. The wise man, many years ago, made the following observation, but it's still true today. "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and the verse 11. Man thinks that because judgment has not yet happened, it never will, and so they continue in sin. They thus abuse the mercy of God and heap coals of fire on their own foolish heads in so doing. Every gospel message ever presented to men will be encountered again by those who rejected that gospel message. Let me repeat the words of Christ, for they are important. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him, the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last day. Verse 48. Is it not solemn for me and for every listener to this program to think that the words spoken here today will confront those who reject them on that great last day? Take heed how you listen today and what you do with the words of Christ. Thirdly, please note that Christ emphasizes once more where eternal life is to be found. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Verses 49 and 50. The Father's commandment is life everlasting. Let us learn from and seek to emulate Christ. Consider what he says. The Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Christ limited what he said to what the Father gave him to say. We should limit what we believe to that which the Savior said. As he said all that the Father gave him to say, even so should we believe all that the Savior, in obedience to the Father, said. On one occasion, the Savior said to a woman, "Ye worship, ye know not what." John chapter 4 and the verse 22. This is still true today. Many believe doctrines which they really do not know where they came from, or if they have a basis at all in the Bible. Such beliefs, such faith, will not get us to heaven. Only faith in the words spoken by Christ can bring us everlasting life. I ask you to think on this today, most seriously. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock. Thank you for your company. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.